Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about a multitude of things. Let me light the blunt. Platinum Kush. Anyways, we're going to talk about a multitude of things. The first thing I want to talk about, stoners, is this Yanni Laurel situation. What? Do you not hear me saying Yanni? Do you not hear me saying Laurel? I don't understand what's going on today, stoners. I don't understand it. Because now we're just making anything viral. Who raised you niggas? Shout out TK Kirkland. Like, honest to God, stoners, what next? You're pulling condoms through your nose and out your mouth? That makes no sense. You were eating Tide detergent? That makes no sense. And now you're trying to tell me that some of you hear the word Laurel when somebody speaks Yanni and vice versa. Well, I say, goddamn, stoners. How high are you? That is just, I don't know. I don't even know what to say about that, stoners. That's, that's pretty stupid. I apologize, but actually, I don't apologize because it's really stupid. It's really like, you didn't just hear me say what I just said. I said Yanni, not Laurel. I said Laurel, not Yanni. I don't know. That's two different words, like saying gold and pot. I don't understand. But that's weird. Here's another thing I wanted to talk to you about, stoners. Okay. The great question that popped up on YouTube. And it's a testament to how messed up we treat the English language. This is why this language is so hard to learn for certain people, stoners. Is water wet? Yeah, let that sink in for a minute. Some of you who are very smart and well-educated would say, no, water is not wet. Let me tell you why. Water is not wet because being wet is the result of what water touches. Do it make sense to you now, stoners? You can't take a cup of water, throw it in the ocean, and then say now the ocean is more wet than what it already was. You take a cup of water, pour it in another cup of water, and tell me what happens. You just add water to water. Water is H2O. Hydrogen equals oxygen and comes up to be water. That is the liquid. The liquid itself is not wet. You need a dry surface and then water or some type of liquid to be placed on that dry surface. Once the water or liquid is removed, the residue from said liquid makes the dry substance wet. So water itself is not wet. When your whole body is submerged into the liquid, you're not wet. You're just submerged into the liquid. That's it. I'm just being quiet because I'm letting y'all let this sink in. I know it's messing your head up. That's why I said the English language is butchered so much, stoners. We can't even have a normal conversation about, is water wet? That should be a dumb question. No, water is not wet. If it touches you, then you're wet, but water is not wet. Water is just water. Water is submerged. Water is just a liquid. All things that are fully submerged into it, they're not wet until they come out of it. I know what you're thinking, Lewis, but when you're in the water is touching your skin. Of course it is. And your brain tells your body to adapt. That's why, you know, when you stand in water too long, your fingers start to get wrinkly. That is not That is not from the what did they say? What did they thought it was? Dehydrating from your body, whatever. Like, what that is your mind and your body adapting to your surroundings. Those wrinkles on your fingertips and your toe tips help you pick up things better in the water. That's what it's for, is to help you pick up things better and help you move around faster. It helps you grip while you're down there. That's what those grooves and everything in the bottom of our feet and on our fingertips, that's what that's for when we get in the water. That doesn't happen if you just throw water on your hand and let it sit. Take your hand out, take some water and just throw it on there and try and keep as much as you can on there. And see what happens for as long as you can. I bet your hand never wrinkles up, because you're not submerged into the water. There's no necessity for that to happen. So water is not wet. Water is a liquid that this blessed planet, well, it's not blessed so far, but this one time blessed planet produces, and if you touch it, you will be wet. Excuse me. Now, this is not a comparable argument, because a lot of people are like, well, if you're in fire, are you not burning? No, you're burning. To hell, you're burning. But it's two different substances. It's two different elements. You know? It's hard to compare it. It's hard to compare it to anything, because there's nothing like water on this planet. And when I say that, I don't just mean by being liquid, because I know people who can dance and make themselves look liquid. I mean the properties that water hold, the healing properties, the forceful properties. All of this is in water. Water is maybe the second most important or third most important thing we have on this planet. And if I do a little bit more research, stoners, it might be the first. But so far, I can see air. I say it's the third or second, because air is the most important. We need to breathe. If we don't breathe, we all suffocate. But the trees give us the oxygen. So without them, we don't get the air, and then water. So that's why I always say it's either second or third, depending on your logic on things. Oh my God. Side note, stoners, let me run this to you. I'm in my car right now doing this podcast, because I have to go to work in a little while. But I'm in a nice little rich white neighborhood. And I see this older lady walking by, stoners. Now, she has to be, I'm going to guesstimate, between 60 and 70 in the face. Her body, this booty I'm looking at. Oh, that's 22, 23. You know what? This is crazy. This lady gotta be in her mid 60s, early 70s. And she looked like she can, like, she would have me nutting in 3 seconds. Jesus Christ. You know what? I commend all women that keep theyself up, even when they don't have to. Huh? I commend all women for doing that. I know I'm breaking off subject with the water wet thing, but I just want to say I commend all women. When you get you a man, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, two spouses, three spouses, I just love a person who gets up in the morning, brush their teeth, wash their face, comb their hair, put their makeup on. If you don't need makeup, good for you. If you don't need makeup, but you still use it for what it's for, and that's to enhance, not to cover up, good for you. But you do something, and you ain't got nowhere to go. You just get up. You don't even put on too many clothes. You put on some short shorts. You know, you look appealing to the opposite sex, even though you ain't going no further than your mailbox. You just look appealing. That means if you are put together, everything behind you is put together. If you're put together, we know your home is put together. We know your car is put together. We know your life is put together. But if we see you and you're not put together, rarely put together, we know that your house is rarely clean. Your car is rarely clean. Your life is a mess. Yeah. You know? What else we got here? What was I going? Okay, yeah, let's go back to water being wet. I'm sorry, I had to bring that up because he just walked past my car, and I just happened to look up, and I see her. I'm like, wow, like from the belly button down, Jesus Christ. And I'm not really a tit man, so I don't really care about tits. Like I've had sex with girls that tits were so small, you'd be like, you gotta be a nigga. But nah, they just had very small mosquito bites. But the pussy was deep and good. Respect to all my women, baby. But yeah, water is not wet. Okay, stoners. Water is not wet. Stop saying that. You know what that reminds me of? Y'all remember back in the day? I know we don't do that now. Or at least I hope people don't do that now. But that's some good ass coffee. Remember back in the day, like if they say there's 100% chance of rain, people used to equivalent that to saying, oh no, 100% chance, that means it's gonna flood. There's a 60% chance. Woo! I'm not going out today, man. It might flood. We don't listen. Rain can be a drizzle. That is rain. We just call it, we just put it in a box, like we do everything. We classify everything and put it in a box because our small little minds can't comprehend that everything, if not some things, if not everything, is multiplexed. In other words, they're more than just one thing. You're more than just an actor. You're more than just a rapper. You're more than just a father. You're more than just a husband. But people like to classify you in those things, and you have to be that and do everything according to that. Or they would get mad at you. But let's get back to my point. Okay. Shit, I forgot my point. This is some good stuff right here. Ooh. Anyway, stoners. Oh, yeah, I remember what I was about to say. It is the equivalent of this. Remember about the chance of rain? People would be like, if they hear is 100% chance of rain, they equivalent that to being how much rain. Okay? Rain could be a drizzle. You can get two drops and that's your chance. They're just saying the percent of water precipitating down to the earth. How, they're not telling you how much. Nobody knows how much water is going to fall from them clouds, but they do know if it's going to fall. That's all that meant. 100% chance mean, oh yeah, for sure, today it's going to rain. 60% chances, it looked like it's going to rain, but it may pass over. But the rain can be a flood. The rain could be a little drizzle. And it took me and a lot of people I know to realize that we were basically butchering the English language. We wasn't understanding. Somebody says, there's 100% chance that I might show up to your house. That don't mean once I show up to your house, there's going to be like 100 of me. There's just a chance of me showing up. There's a chance of me not. That doesn't so tell you how many of me. It just tells you that I will show up. There's the chance of me showing up. And that's what we equivalent to water being wet. And we have to be cognizant of that. We have to think. Listen to my whole soliloquy. I promise you, stoners, I don't talk because I have lips. I got a podcast because I know some things. And I can't afford a therapist, so I use this. Ha ha. But yeah, stoners, water's not wet. Mm-mm. Okay. Now, what else I want to talk about? I don't even have a script here. Like, if you listen to my podcast, you know I don't use scripts. I don't do things like that. But I'm sitting here, stoners, and I know, you know what? Here's one thing I want to talk to you about, stoners. And I'm probably going to end it after this subject. Talk about Yanni and Laurel. Those names don't sound alike. I don't care how much you want to talk to me about it. We talked about 7-year-old white women looking like they're 23 from the belly button down. We talked about water not being wet. Water is the result of wetness. Once it touched a dry surface, we've gotten past that. And for those who didn't know, there's a 100% chance of rain. Does not mean you're going to flood. It's just letting you know if it will show up or not. I think we got past that. I'm giving y'all some jewels today. How about this, stoners? I don't like our constitution. I don't like our laws. I don't like our amendments. Ooh, stoner talk just went political. I love humanity. I love the fact that we're human. I love the fact that we have flaws, even though the great Baba Vanga, a world-renowned psychic, I'm not going to get into her right now. If you don't know about her, please look her up. But she said in the year 4509, we will be immortal. The humans will be immortal. You want to know about Baba Vanga? I'll give you one stat that not too many psychics can hold to. She has been right in 96% of her predictions. The 4% that she was wrong in, that's only because they haven't gotten to yet. We haven't gotten to that time as a, I'm sorry, stoners. I'm getting a little stoned here, but the 4% that she quote unquote got wrong, they're not wrong. We just haven't gotten to the time period she said it was going to happen yet. She died in 1988. She'd been making predictions since 1950 something. And every single one she predicted came true. One of her predictions, 9/11. So many psychics predicted 9/11. Jesus Christ. Everybody seen that coming but us. But anyways, the laws, amendments, and constitution, I have no idea what they're for, stoners. They don't make sense. Innocent people go to jail. Guilty people don't. It protects the worst people. It harms the innocent. It's like, you give me an amendment or one of the constitutions or any law, and I can give you something wrong with that. I think all of it needs to be scrapped, thrown away. Put the whole United States under martial law until the government could come up with something better. We have to do better. I'm sorry, but taking slavery. Here's what the 13th Amendment. Are y'all familiar with that? Please look up on Netflix, the 13th Amendment. I'm not going to get in deep into it, but it'll teach you about it. The main thing about it is the prisons. A modern day slavery because of one thing. They took all Abraham Lincoln did was take slavery away from the man. So the man himself can't get rich and moved it to the state. That's when we came up with the prison system. That's when the overseers became cops. They were the overseers that watched over the slaves. They were the first policemen. Their first job was to wrangle up all of the slaves that were freed. They came up with a law that said if you were living in America and you didn't have a job and a substantial home, you were to go back to the plantation and or jail. So basically, you're free. Now, you're already a slave. You've never been paid. You have nothing. You're free to go. But there's a law. If you don't have a home or a place that you have to go back to the plantation. So you're free to not go back. They got a couple million back because of that. I think I may be wrong on that number, but I know they got a few people back and killed a lot. First month or two, right after slavery was ended, I think probably the worst time for black people because it wasn't no saving. It wasn't nothing. It was, if you're done with a tool, do you put it in a nice shiny case and hope that it's prosper, or do you just say, I'm going to get another tool and scrap that one. I just put it somewhere where it's not going to be in your way. Yeah. The laws are bullshit. Second Amendment tells us we have the right to bear arms. And now little kids, because they're getting mad, are taking their father and mother and uncle and grandmother and everybody's guns and going to school and shooting children with them. You know how emotional we were as kids? I don't blame these kids. I'm not saying I don't blame them. Don't get me wrong. I think they're all a piece of shit, and their parents need to be reprimanded as well, because that is a clear case of bad parenting when your children go to schools, take another life. But we were emotional children. I remember during MySpace, if I was not on your top eight, I believed that we were not even friends. You've had me in jumps. You in jump. Niggas never jump me because you had my back. You gave me money. Then close off your back. You have been my dog. But I'm not in your top eight. It's not because you don't like me. It's because you're a ladies man. So only girls is in your top eight. But I take it a certain way. So, you know, we're not friends for years, nigga. Kids are emotional creatures. So when I say I don't blame him, I don't mean that I don't hold him accountable for what he did, but I'm not going to look at him as an adult who should be emotionally and mentally checked. Where were your parents at? The parents are rarely even mentioned when kids under the age of 21 do anything. So the laws are just bullshit. Every law. You know, the death penalty, that's bullshit to me. Who are you? Who are you in a jury to decide who lives and dies? That is not your decision. Now, if you want to what's the difference from having somebody spend the rest of their life in jail where they have to suffer rather than get killed? And nobody knows what happens after you die. We all speculate. What if there is no such thing as hell? What if God forgives all because we are his children? So when you die, what if this is hell? And it's not far off. I mean, Trump is turning redder by the day. Chester Cheeto over there. But tell me, stoners, like, when does it stop? When do we look up and see that we can't keep calling ourselves the greatest nation in the world when we've stopped being that a long time ago? I challenge every stoner that listens to my podcast to do me a favor. If you believe that America is the greatest country in the world, tell me what we're better at. Is it financial? Is it spiritual? Is it physical? Is it sports? What in what aspect of life and the contribute of the future of this planet are we the best at? Do we have the smartest people, the leanest and most athletic people? Do we invent the most? Like, what do we do? What is our mortality rate? What is our prison rate? I want everybody. I know all the answers to these questions, but I would just like for you to look it up. Please. Stoners, look it up and just Google. Do your Googles. Shout out Onyx. Do your Googles. But yeah, do your Googles and check it out. Just look it up. Find out what we're the best at. Okay? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this and you're going to be like, oh, we want to suck at everything. No, we're actually good at certain things. I'm not going to tell you what they are. Okay, stoners. Yeah, I just had to vent a little bit. That's what I'm going to title this, The Vent. Yeah, Yanni and Lowell don't sound alike. Water is not wet. Okay. I don't care what age you are. Always walk out the house looking your best. You never know who's looking at you. You never know who's silently lusting over you. Okay. Every woman wants to be wanted. Every woman wants to be loved. Every woman wants to be lusted after and wanted and all that good stuff. Well, if you want that, attract that. Keep yourself up, love. If you got $25, $30, go to the nail shop. Get your nails and feet done. Take care of yourself. For a woman to take care of herself, it doesn't take a lot. You can go to Forever 21, spend like $30 and be slaying on so many females. I also vented about the laws in America. I could vent about that all day. I could do 81 podcasts about that. I say 81 because it's Kobe, my favorite player. Yeah, But this is just a vent, man. I just had a couple things on my mind, and I ain't want to do like multiple podcasts on multiple things. I just wanted to get a couple things off my mind, stoners. Go to YouTube. Follow me on YouTube, if you will, stoners. Type in Stoner Talk. Hit that notification bell. Subscribe. Also, if you have the regular podcast app on your phone for my iPhone users and everything else, please type in Stoner Talk. These podcasts also get uploaded to there daily. Okay. Love life. Life will love you back. And as always, Stoners Unite.